I am. Yes, I am. Professor Adamus Saint Germain. I am authentic. Duchambre, Tobias is on a bit of a holiday, preparing for his next travels with the Chambre group, preparing to go to these lands of Romania where I will join him in several days, preparing the energies of Chambre who come to Romania, who live in Romania, preparing the energies for the channeling workshop, for our Wall of Fire school, and to really truly move some energy. It's a very unique group that is gathering here. They're very intent on moving energy this time. This will be the third trip for Tobias and company. They are ready now to truly shift, to truly work with their own energies. And it's going to have an effect on the earth energies, the consciousness energies in that area. So Tobias has asked me to come in and discuss with you today, take this next shoud, talk to you about some important points. But first, I would like to start with a few Saint Germain bumper stickers. These are wonderful little concepts. Humans tend to boil everything down and be able to get them on a bumper sticker. And my first bumper sticker today is that the universe conspires to fill your desires. It's actually not mine. I stole that from Tobias. But Schumpert is to know that you are the creator. You are the one in the lead. All other energy support you. It's not the other way around. All energy support you from the highest level of the angelic beings to the energy of Earth herself, to all of the entities, to all of your past lives, to all of the aspects of ones who you have known. They choose to help you fill your desires. Sometimes the desires are hidden. Sometimes you're so focused on your human needs that you forget about your soul desires. But yet the process is happening anyway. The process is happening anyway. Take a look at your life. Everything that is going on in it, everything that is in your life is supporting a desire at some level. Supporting a desire to perhaps find what it was like to feel that you are unworthy of love or unworthy of abundance or health. At some level, there is a desire within you to learn more about these things. The desire could be the shadow of old karma, making it so that you have desire not to step out, not to be integrated. And so the universe comes in to fill that desire. It will show you what it is like to feel unworthy, unneeded, unloved. But all this time, you are creating a chambra. It is your desire. It's not mine. I have no desires for you. I have no wishes for you. It is your desire. So go in, take a look around. Watch how the energy conspires to fill your desires. And conspires, by the way, is not a bad term at all. Conspires means to bring forth, to manifest. It has negative connotation right now in your society, but conspires is a wonderful word. So that is my first Saint Germain bumper sticker for the day. The second, a bit more profound and philosophic, is that the greatest gift you can give yourself is to understand that everything you've given to yourself is a gift. The greatest gift you can give to yourself is to understand that everything that has happened in your lifetimes has been a gift. You've given yourself this thing. You're not a victim of the outside world. You've given yourself all these wonderful gifts, and when you can look at things this way, it takes the negative spin off of them. If you can look at everything that's happened in your life, even bad parents, a bad relationship, a physical ailment, These are all gifts, and when you look at them as such, it takes the old charge off of what you would consider to be a negative event. I see that some of you are still haunted by things that have happened to you in the past. You can't seem to shake the energy of something traumatic that happened to you, or a series of traumatic events. And they keep coming back over and over, even though you think you are releasing them. They come in to haunt your everyday life. But when you look at them as a gift, when you look at them as a precious gift you gave yourself, it takes the spin off. It takes the haunt off. And you can then proceed with your life. I would like to bring in and introduce our guests for this Shoud. Ones who I've worked with before, ones who are very authentic beings. The dear ones I would like to invite in today are Guy and Edna Ballard. The ones who worked so closely with the Saint Germain Energy back in the 1930s, who published the I Am series of books. They come in to this gathering of Shamba right now, because in a sense, this is just an extension of the work that has been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years with Shamba. The work that was the works of Godfrey Ray King, also known as Guy Ballard, are continuing in a more contemporary version right now, but instead of just one writer putting together all of these books, it is a group. It is called Shamba. So Guy and Edna come in today as our guests to observe how the I Am work continues. They come in to observe the next evolution of the I Am work. Indeed, they did work with the purple flame, the violet flame. Indeed, they did, because this was an appropriate tool. Some 80 years ago of time, it was an appropriate way of helping to get a focus. It was a symbol. It was something that the Ballards and the others could grasp onto. Now, you, Shamba, don't need those tools anymore. You go to the next level beyond the violet flame. Well, the violet flame still exists, indeed. There are many humans who still need to work with these tools, who still need to attach themselves to something like a violet flame. But Shamba, you go far beyond that. You go far beyond in your work. The Ballards brought in this tremendous I Am energy. They were ridiculed for it. They were greatly misunderstood by many people. They were a threat to the churches, who saw a million plus followers of the work. So they were ridiculed for what they did. But they stayed to their core. They stayed to their truth. They stayed to the I Am work. And they come in today very proud to be with this group of Shamba, sharing a new time and a new energy. Both Guy and Edna, wanting to come back to this earth soon to take part in this whole evolution of new energy. So we ask you to welcome them in today into this beautiful classroom of the new spiritual energy of earth. It is a sweet energy here today, a very sweet energy in this room. Based on Shamba, who are here, based on the Ballards and all of the other guests. So I'm going to ask you to just take a moment and breathe in the sweetness. I know sometimes when I come in to take Tobias's place, there's a bit of trepidation. Some concern for what may happen on this day, but today it is sweet. Today it is a very sweet energy. I'd like to begin by talking a bit about what is happening on the other side. What is happening in the heavens, the news from the heavens? For you are busy here, very focused on earth, doing your work. So what is happening on the other side? It is very busy indeed. I'm speaking here of the angelic, non-physical beings who are given in service to helping humanity, to helping earth at this time. Indeed, there are many, many other entities coming and going on the non-physical side, the ones who have recently died, the ones who are stuck in the near realms, the ones who are preparing to come back in. But I'm speaking here about the angelic beings who are in service. By the way, they choose to be in service. They're angelic beings who, between lifetimes, give of themselves because they still feel very compassionate about the energy of Earth and the humans that they have left behind. So they, in a sense, volunteer to do this work, to continue to support and to love you. There are other beings who have never been in human form, but they also volunteer, oftentimes shortly before they take on their first human incarnation. So they volunteer on our side of the veil to work with the humans, particularly the humans who make it known to themselves and to us that they're ready. Are ready to drop the guise of the old human energy, ready to drop the old cycle of lifetime after lifetime. So we are very busy on the other side. First of all, preparing for this quantum leap. Just over a year of time, a quantum leap of consciousness. And Shambhu, we see it coming. And you see it coming also. You see everything happening so fast right now. It was talked about at the beginning of this gathering today, how only 200 years ago the explorers were coming across this land of the Americas, the New Atlantis, searching for new lands, mapping out new territories, only 200 years ago. In the scheme of human history, that was just a blink of time. 100 years ago, as was mentioned at the beginning of this gathering, the San Francisco earthquake. Just a short period of time ago, barely 30 years of time ago, the introduction of personal computers, the taking of technology, of computers from just a few, for instance, the governments, the military, and a few large corporations, and putting it into the hands of individuals just 30 years ago. Look how it's revolutionized your whole world. Everything that you do now is connected in some way or the other by the internet. In terms of history, that was less than a blink of time ago. So those who wonder about the quantum leap, is it really happening? Dear Shambhu, we tell you it is happening very quickly. It is almost upon us. So there are angelic beings on this side who are ready and prepared. They will be assisting those, such as you, Shambhu, who are ready to do a reintegration of new energy into your physical body and into your consciousness and belief systems. This is a major process and requires great care so that your physical body doesn't burn out, that your mind doesn't go crazy. There is a continual need for balancing of energies. These angelic beings are working with you now, often while you sleep, but even now, more often, while you're awake, right now, while you sit here, they're working with you, helping you to fulfill your desire, the reintegration of your entire body, mind, and spirit. If it was to happen all at once, surely you would just disintegrate. Surely none of your biology and your mind could handle this great changeover. So it is happening over a period of time. They're angelic beings who are on our side, who are working with other humans on Earth right now, who are going through a type of spiritual awakening process, but aren't aware that that's what it is. They're working very closely with these humans, because these humans are, how to say, in a very delicate state of being, not sure of who they are anymore, why they are here. Nothing makes sense, but they're trying to hold on to some of the old ways. So there are legions of angels who are working with them, even if they don't believe in angels. There are many angelic beings who are working to maintain a constant moving and balancing of energies of this planet Earth. As Tobias talked in your last discussion, Earth is holding many, many old, old energies and will continue to hold old energies for a course of at least another 30 years. So there are legions of beings, you could almost see them lined up, working with Earth on interdimensional levels, not just the physical Earth level, but on interdimensional levels. There are legions of beings, angelic beings on our side, who are preparing for the next influx of humans to come to Earth. But these humans are different. These souls who will be incarnating have never been on Earth before. So they require great training, you would say, great understanding. The ones who are training them are the ones who generally have been on Earth. They've experienced what it is like to be in a physical body and a physical place. They're trying to help these new incarnates to understand what it is like to be here, what it is like to potentially forget about who you are, what it is like to work in mass and biology. There are those on our side of the veil who are working with the planet Earth and how it relates to the rest of the physical cosmos. There are interconnections that we have with Earth, with all ends of the omniverse, with not only the physical dimensions, but the non-physical as well. And this also requires tremendous balancing. Some of you who are listening in today have been in that service of balancing Earth with the rest of the cosmos. And yes, indeed, with other civilizations, but none quite like the humans, with other dimensions and aspects of life in those dimensions. It requires a tremendous legion of angelic beings who are in service to continue performing this task. And, Chambra, and these very beings are also in service to you. They can't do it for you. If you request that they give you $1 million, they can't do it for you. That's not their job. Their job is to help you balance your energies, to help you evolve, to help you discover your truth. So they are there all the time. Yes, indeed, they do love to talk to you. They don't always have the answers. They are there to support you. They are there to help you get through some of the very difficult times that you tend to go through. It is appropriate to call on them as friends, as ones from your own angelic families, as beings who love you dearly. But again, they can't do it for you. They're not your guides. Those guides left a long time ago. Also on our side of the veil, in the angelic realms, beyond the dimensions that are directly connected to Earth, beyond the crystalline dimensions, are the angelic levels of your spiritual family, what you call your angel family. They have been waiting and watching. They've been waiting for you as a representative of the spiritual family. They've been waiting for humanity in general to evolve, to grow, to learn on Earth. Now that this quantum leap is coming to be, now that you are truly taking ownership in yourself, becoming a sovereign being, these spiritual families are starting to come out of their type of hold, an energy hold. They've been in an impasse, waiting to discover through you what it is like to go to this place called Earth, what it is like to walk back through so many of your experiences from when you were with them, what it is like to go to Earth and take a body and be alone. They have been waiting. And now, because of the movements within you, their energies are starting to move again also. If you could feel for a moment, back to your spiritual families. It's not important to know the name, but just feel the energy of your own spiritual family. Their energy has been, in a sense, frozen or at an impasse, waiting in a holding pattern. But now it is moving once again. Now you can begin to feel an energy shift, even at these highest levels. So there is quite a bit of activity outside of your realm, quite a bit of activity in the angelic realm, Chambra. That's why you continue to feel movement. And it's not just about you. It's happening on all these different realms. Continuing to feel the shift and the change of energy. Tobias has talked before, said, yes, even the angels get tired, particularly those who work very close to the earth realms. For the energy of earth is strong. It is heavy. It is, in a sense, beyond just physical gravity. It is a type of energetic gravity that pulls beings, angelic beings, to earth. And if they are not properly balanced and they don't have their support team, it could literally cause them to fall into a cycle of incarnation, even when they don't necessarily choose it. The draw to earth is so strong. So yes, indeed, the angelic beings, we do get tired. A different tired than you do physically. But it can be very draining on the energies. That is why we tend to come and go. For there are times when we have to go far away from the earth energies to recuperate our own, to get our own sense of balance and well-being back. So you're also feeling a continual shift and movement in angelic beings coming in, your runners, the ones who support you. So that is what is happening on our side of the veil. There's an increase in activity, an increase in energy movement, all to support you, all to support you and what you're doing here on Earth right now. In last month's show, Tobias talked more about disconnecting. He talked about networks. He talked about that everything in your reality is a network, all interconnected with everything else. He mentioned that, for instance, your liver is a network. It's made up of not just the cells and molecules and atoms, but made up of energy highways. Every element, every attribute of that network, even though it is a liver, also can become a heart network if it needs to. It's in direct contact with your heart. It can literally change itself over to become a heart network or a brain network. And the brain can become a foot network. Everything is interconnected and everything understands itself. Outside of the body, everything is energetically interconnected to everything else. You are connected to Earth. Earth is connected to other and all parts of the cosmos. cosmos is connected to all the dimensions. It's all interconnected. And here you are being asked to disconnect. You're asked to go back in within yourself, to find the heart, the core, and the essence, to let go of all of those things that have been feeding you and everything you've been feeding everything else. The process is a natural one. You don't have to force it. You don't have to even try to manipulate it. There's no particular exercises that you have to do. It just happens. And that is where that is where Chambra is right now. Slowly, gently, with the assistance of all of these angelic beings, letting go of those old connections. So some of you in the past few months have been feeling a bit awkward at times, at other times quite a bit lighter, like you're not carrying so many of the old burdens and the old baggage from before because you are slowly letting go. You say, but how long will this process take? It could take several years. It could take through the rest of your lifetime. For some, it may even take into the next lifetime. But it is happening, and it is happening naturally and gently. Nothing you need to force. If you want to do anything to facilitate the process of disconnecting, it's just to do the conscious breathing and drink plenty of pure water. One of the things you're going to notice in this whole process of disconnecting is the lack of cycles that take place. Energy flows and works and then manifests in cycles. Nature has its own cycles, for instance. It has its summers, and its autumns, and winters, and springs. And the cycles keep repeating themselves over and over and over again because that is the way the nature network is programmed. And humans, therefore, have learned to accept that. It would be quite disconcerting to go from summer straight into winter, or to have two summers in a row, or to have no seasons at all. The sun is a cycle. The moon, all the planets, everything moves in cycles. Consciousness, humanity itself moves in cycles. It has its ups and its downs. There are times of war and times of peace, times of famine and times of plenty. I want you to take particular note now of the way things work in cycles. Even in your own life, even in the process of any particular day, watch how the cycles unfold. We have cycles for eating. Your body is used to those cycles. We have cycles for sleeping. Everything you see are patterns and cycles. If you look at these energetically, it would make a beautiful type of light painting. The patterns of your life. The cycles in your family, in your relationship. Have you ever noticed that with your partner? That there are cycles. There are times when you get along particularly well. Some other times when you don't get along at all. But it keeps cycling over and over again. These are times for learning experiences. These are times of energy change and energy transfer. These are times that are simply patterns that have been built and you've gotten used to and you've accepted these cycles. But these are all part of networks. These are all illusions, and they are all false. You just happen to have been hypnotized into believing them. One of the greatest ones that I want to address today is a cycle that so many of you have experienced. You haven't even questioned. You just fall into the old pattern. Some of you are, in particular, on the verge of it right now, and it needs addressing. You're on a high cycle, many of you. Things are starting to flow. They're starting to go good. That synchronicity is starting to take place in your life. Now, for you, for some of you, the cycle was precipitated by an event perhaps that wasn't terribly pleasant. Losing the place you have lived. Losing a job or a mate. But then you started on a new cycle because you were free of some old energies that were actually boat anchors. And then things start going good in your life. Whatever that means for you personally. Perhaps it means you're just getting along with yourself better. You're not tormenting yourself. You're not judging yourself. You're just letting yourself live. Perhaps it's manifesting in your work. There's just a new flow with the people you work with. Or if you have your own business, perhaps it is doing better than ever before. But what happens in that cycle, in the old duality cycle that you're used to? What happens? You get to a certain point, and then it goes down. You're so used to it that I see many of you are already anticipating it. You're getting ready for the fall. You're getting ready to lose it. You're on the downward part of a cycle. That is an illusion. That is an old belief system, and it doesn't need to happen. One of the things I want to do here today with Chambra is to put an end to those cycles, the ups and the downs. They serve the rest of humanity in a way, because that up and down does a certain job of clearing out old energy. In a sense, it's a purification process. It is also a process that develops some momentum, an energetic momentum. But it is no longer important for you, Chambra. Tobias, in a sense, alluded to it a number of chapters ago when he talked about the destroyer energy, the Shiva energy coming in. And that's what you do right in the top, right when things are going good. You bring in the destroyer energy. I'm going to ask all of you to be so very aware of all of the cycles you have in your life, everything that you do. These are patterns. You can literally watch the energy flow. If there was a type of measurement device, you could see the highs and the lows. It's much like a wave form or a wavelength, highs and lows, much like the waves of an ocean, the peaks and the swells. You've just gotten used to it as a way of life. No more, Chambra. The new energy, first of all, doesn't allow it. Will not allow cycles into the new energy. New energy is not cyclical. It is not a waveform. It doesn't have ups and downs. So the new energy won't allow it. But more than anything else, it doesn't serve you anymore at all. Some of you are right on the verge of major breakthroughs in your life, in your consciousness, in your spirituality, and more practically, in your businesses, in your new teaching work that you're going to do. You're right on the top part of that cycle, and part of you is already anticipating the fall. Just like a roller coaster, it goes up and then it goes down. Chambra, let us make a choice today not to have that anymore. You don't need it. You don't need the ups and downs. Now, right away, I can feel many of you saying, but then what happens? Do I go up and up and up? No. You get off the track completely. You get out of this cycle completely. If you have the illusion that you keep going up and up and up, in old duality, sooner or later, it has to come down because that's the way duality works, and that's an old belief system. We go out of the cycle belief system, the cycle illusion, and that energy altogether. You don't have an up and a down anymore. You don't have a good and a bad anymore. It just is. It just continues to expand. And as Tobias says, it expands in and out all at the same time. Expansion isn't just one direction. It isn't just one dimension either. It goes every which way. We're going to take a moment to actually feel what that's like. I want you to begin letting go of the old programming and getting used to some of the new. So you're on a high cycle. You were on a low. You were in hell. You were going through some very difficult times. But then you let that go, and now you're climbing up higher and higher. You're feeling better. You're clearer in the mind. You feel more connected with yourself and less connected with everything else. You've had some important breakthroughs in your life, perhaps with business or relationships or just sheer consciousness. So you're at this wonderful point. Now let's just go off that track. Get out of that cycle altogether. Let's leave it. Let yourself float here. Let yourself go. Leave behind the old way of cycles and patterns. Leave behind the old way of up and down. Just let yourself float off of that for a moment. Going beyond the need for highs and lows. Letting yourself flow into expansional energy in your life. Where you don't have the good days, bad days. Where it just is all part of becoming. All part of expanding. Now, it's like being on the top of a roller coaster. You've gone up and up and up. There's the anticipation and the excitement. Just when you think it's going to start coming down, let's just get off. Let's get off that roller coaster altogether. There's no need to go down. It's actually more exhilarating, more fun, and more liberating just to get off the roller coaster at this point. I see that so many of you have been making such incredible movements in your life on the verge of great breakthroughs. And I don't say this lightly, great breakthroughs in your life. But I see that sabotage system or the old cycle system ready to take hold and pull you right down. You don't need it. Let's get off of it permanently. Next, I would like to talk to you about a very important point. Perhaps not overly spiritual, definitely not dramatic, but a very important point as you go forward in your life. It's about being authentic. It's about being authentic. It's a new word I would love to have Chambra feel and begin using. Authentic. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means being absolutely true and honest with yourself, but in a different way. Authentic means having absolute trust in yourself. It means not doing things because of how other people perceive it, or your concern about how they perceive it, but because it's important to you. Authentic is about you. Authentic is not related to ordinary, mundane things. Some of you think here in terms of authentic is not telling lies. Being good, doing the right thing, what we call on this side of the veil, the good girl, good boy syndrome. You've been programmed to think in those terms. And where does that really come from? Where do that concept of being a good girl, being a good boy come from? Comes from other people who want to keep you in line, want to keep you doing what they want you to do. It has nothing to do with being authentic. It has to do with control. And it was ingrained in you over and over and over again in your early years. You continue to act that out. But that's not being authentic. That's just following old programming that came in from somewhere else. Authentic is being true to yourself. Some of you set up this whole series of complex things in your life, what you think is right and wrong. You have lists that you make, even if you don't write them down, you have them in your head. Things that you have to do in order to become worthy of loving yourself. And I'll tell you right now, that list that you have in your head, you can never achieve. It is unachievable. So you might as well get rid of it right now. It is not authentic to think that you have to be a certain weight. That is a lie and a deception and very misleading. And it's causing so many of you so much trauma. And you'll never be able to fulfill it. Because you focus on, I will only be good if I weigh a certain amount. It is a cycle, you see. And you can never weigh that amount. Because even if you reach it for a short period of time, you're going to go right back into cycles. You're going to balloon out again. It is a self-perpetuating cycle, Chambra. And weight is not the issue. It's a deception. It's a distraction. And you're not being authentic with yourself if you think that you have to be a certain weight. Some of you say that you have to have a certain amount of spiritual enlightenment to be authentic, and that is the greatest bunch of bullshit, Chambra, that I've ever heard. Keldra is stopping me for a minute, but I am being authentic with you. One of the greatest traps for any human has to do in their own spiritual quest. Because they think, they've been led to believe, they've been told by others that they have to read all this material, study all these disciplines, go to all these classes, do what the great masters did. Chambra, you will never get there. You can never read enough books. You can never go to enough classes. You're not being authentic with yourself. You are actually sabotaging yourself by saying, I have to keep studying in order to be spiritual. I was bad. I've been told I was bad, so I have to keep studying, disciplining. You'll never get there, ever. It's only when you become authentic and do things for yourself, that you become authentic. Spirituality, in many, many cases, and religion, is very unauthentic. It is filled with all sorts of rituals and rhythms and obligations and rules and old words. And you can study these forever. There are scholars who I personally know who've spent 5, 6, 7 lifetimes in a row studying and studying and studying. And we sit down for discussions when they come back to my side and I laugh in their face. And they get very frustrated with me and they start pontificating something. They get very philosophical and esoteric and I laugh. I say, you're not being authentic. And it confuses them and they run back and start another lifetime. They're doing it. They're chasing their own spiritual tail, Chambra. They're doing it because they think they have to. They're doing it because they think they've been led to believe they have to do all of this studying. They're not being authentic. Now, I'm not saying all of them, indeed. I'm using some extreme examples because part of me being authentic is being extreme. What is authentic, Chambra? Is just being yourself. Now, I know these words are hard for a few of you to hear. Do it for yourself, because you've always been told not to do it for yourself. Do it because it is right for you. That is authentic. Let's talk about some examples of authentic human beings. I would call my dear friend Tobias authentic. He went through hell to get there. He went through many difficult lifetimes. And in his last lifetime on earth, he said, no more, no more, no more rules, no more doing it for others because I feel obligated to do it for others. No more studying scriptures because I've been told this is the way to get to heaven. Everything that he believed in, everything that he worked so very hard for, caused him to end up in prison. And then where was his God to save him? His God wasn't authentic. It was out of a book. It was a fiction written by somebody else. He sat in that prison being mocked by the bird. It was actually Archangel Michael. And the bird said, when, Tobias, when are you going to be yourself? When are you going to be authentic? When are you going to stop feeding off of others and stop letting them feed off of you? When are you going to be the greatest being in the world? When are you going to be who you really are? And again, after great frustration, Tobias finally understood what he meant. And he literally freed himself, not only of the prison walls, but of everything that was keeping him from being authentic. Oh, he boiled it down to his own simple truth. His own simple truth. And you're being challenged or asked right now to do the same. Your own simple truth. Not a bunch of esoteric jargon. Not a bunch of mumble jumble. Not anything to try to impress other people. Not to see how many degrees you can put up on the wall. Not to see what other people can say about you to pump you up. That is not authentic. That is feeding in the wrong place. Kuthumi, very authentic. Very authentic. Had no need to impress anyone. Was very independent on his own. Loved people, loved nature. But more than anything else, the one thing I can say about Kuthumi, he is the epitome of learning to love himself. He's not narcissistic. He doesn't spend days and days in front of the mirror. He learned to love himself. He learned that everything he'd ever done in any of his lifetimes was the greatest gift he could give himself. He is an example of authentic. When he comes around, he'll be back soon. When he comes around, when some of you even have encounters with him, you're going to realize perhaps he is the greatest example of being authentic. He is who he is. When you're around his energy, you don't feel anything being taken from you. You don't feel any manipulation or con. He is who he is. He is authentic. Owama, the sovereign one, authentic. He comes across blustery. He comes across as an old, smelly, crusty warrior. But he is very authentic. He learned the same lesson. None of it matters. None of the outside matters. None of the rules. None of the way, the expectations that have been placed on you. None of it matters. He's authentic. He didn't need the love of another human. As a matter of fact, he rejected it. He didn't need the love of another human to find his own authentic being. A dear friend of all of ours, who was here recently as a guest, Edgar Cayce, very authentic. Very authentic. Yes, he spent many years of his life in conflict over the era that he lived in, some of his religious background and what he was doing. But he always stayed true to himself and authentic. He always went into the essence of what was important to him. Him. Not everybody else, but him. Now this sounds very selfish, doesn't it? But Chamba, you've been led to believe that you always have to do everything for everyone else. And then, in the end, you are useless to everyone. Because you are burned out. You are so confused about who you are. You're the antithesis of authentic. So you really, in the long run, don't do anyone else any good when you're always doing things for them. Edgar Cayce discovered that if he did it for himself, his greatest truth, not anybody else's, his authentic being, then the channels came through, the information flowed through, and he could do these beautiful readings. He could help so many others when he was being authentic with himself. Madame Blavatsky, a dear friend of mine, a wonderful philosopher, teacher, she was authentic. She was who she was. She loved society. She loved friends. But yet she was not trying to impress any of them. She understood herself well enough. She understood how to be authentic. You know, the authentic part of you, Chambra, is the charming part. It is the charismatic part. You don't have to create that charisma. You don't have to design and develop it. It's the natural part that people are attracted to. When you are authentic with yourself, they are attracted to it. That it was the way Madame Blavatsky was. Wonderfully authentic. Yeshua. Dear Jesus. Very authentic. Now, it is interesting, you say, how can a non-souled being be authentic? Well, it was all the collective energy behind Yeshua, including you. Chambra, you and Yeshua are so wonderfully a part of each other. A collective energy behind this dear one, and that's why so many of you have felt such love and compassion for this being. It was the authentic part of yourself that you put in Yeshua. And therefore, he was authentic. He wasn't trying to impress his peers. He wasn't trying to impress the apostles. He certainly wasn't trying to impress the church leaders. He was authentic. And I, Saint Germain, I am authentic. I'm authentic enough that I can even talk about myself like that, you see. I learned while I was trapped in the crystal what it was like to go back to who I was. And it matters not what anyone else thinks about me, but that is why, and exactly why, they love me. When you are authentic with yourself, when you learn to truly fall in love with yourself, everyone else will be attracted to that. They will see that that purity that you have. They will see your essence. Authentic is letting go of the things in your life that are false, that really don't mean anything. And Chambra, society in general, is under such a hypnotic overlay that they forget about what's really important. They get very unauthentic, very distracted, doing everything to try to, what to say, just get by. Doing everything to just have enough. Doing everything to either please others or to keep others from getting upset with them. And that is not authentic. Speaking of authentic, it is time to even get away from some of these old terms that you have used in the past, relating to your divinity. You call it your higher self. You call it your true self. What about your authentic self? What about your authentic self? It is truly the greater, expanded being that you are. You've been so focused on this human aspect, you've forgotten. You haven't been authentic with yourself about who you are. Some of you have this unauthentic illusion that this grand divine being, this golden angel, is going to come down, sit in your lap, and you're going to be all integrated. It doesn't happen like that. There's not some other part off somewhere else. It's all right in you right now. You just haven't been authentic with yourself. You've been human with yourself. It's time now. It's time now to get back to what's important to you. Get back to who you are. Get back to your authentic roots. As I said, this isn't any grand spiritual mystery. This is common sense, Chambra, about being authentic. With Tobias's permission, I've set it up to work with you over this next month of time in situations that will help you to understand, first of all, the cycles in your life and how to get off of them, how to keep from crashing when you're on a high, how now to truly move your experiences and your cyclical nature into expansional nature, and at the same time, to continue to go back. I'm going to continue to remind you in your sleep, in your waking state, while you're driving down the road. I'm going to continue to remind you with the support of all of these other angelic beings who are working with you. We're going to say, is it authentic? Are you being authentic? I'm going to even ask you to ask yourselves that question. Ask yourself, am I being authentic? Some of you are going to struggle with the words, trying to figure them out. Some of you are going to get very philosophical with the words and come out with a whole bunch of, what do you say, spiritual mumble jumble. We're going to continue to bring you back to the essence and the core. This is important right now. It's important in what we're going to be doing several months from now. Going back to authentic. So, Chambra, that is the message for today. Short and sweet, just as the energy is in this room. That is the message for the day. Brought in also with our guests, the Ballards, who've been working on this whole principle of I am authentic since the 1930s. And now, Chambra, it is time for you to work with it in your life. I am authentic, and I am Professor Adamus St. Germain.